You're listening to SBS News.
Six people have died at New South Wales music festivals over the past 2 years as a result of drugs. Now a coroner has recommended pill testing should be conducted in New South Wales, along with the decriminalisation of personal drug use and the scrapping of sniffer dogs at music festivals. The New South Wales government of Gladys Berejiklian has consistently stated that pill testing sends the wrong message. Jenny Ross King's 19-year-old daughter Alex consumed the drug MDMA before entering a music festival because she was afraid of being caught by the police. She died of a suspected drug overdose. Her mother says the Premier and other politicians who are against pill testing should listen to the experts.
These are experts in their field and have been doing this for a long time, in excess of 20 years in Australia and in excess of longer than that overseas. So I think it's time that instead of politicians believing that their opinions are what we should be doing and actually listen to what the experts are saying.
Deputy New South Wales Coroner Harriet Graham has found an intimidating police presence could increase the risk of illness or death by causing panic ingestion or dangerous preloading. She made a number of formal recommendations calling for a radical overhaul of the rules. They include the removal of drug detection dogs, a reduction in the number of strip searches, and the decriminalisation of personal drug use. She also recommended a trial of pill testing to begin in time for this summer's festival season. Former Australian Federal Police Commissioner Mick Palmer says a new approach is needed.
We have some of the best policing in the world. This is not throwing brickbats at the police force or the police operators themselves, but we can't be effective. As many people have said, as Ken Lay said when he was Tony Abbott's ICE Commissioner, we can't police our way out of this problem. It just isn't working. We can't make a difference. We have to look at other ways to do business. The coroner's laid down a pathway for that to occur. I'd encourage, as Jenny has just said, really encourage the Premier to be prepared to look at it with a clean mind.
The current state police commissioner is more resistant, saying in a statement that any suggestion police were implicit in these deaths would be strongly defended. He added that police remain committed to reducing the supply of illicit drugs, including at music festivals. Mick Fuller says different police forces have different methods, but they all have one aim, to uphold the law. He says the coroner's findings show a new approach is needed.
I think the evidence speaks very clearly, as it has in other places around the world, that in many ways a prohibitionist policy aggravates the very harms we're trying to minimise. No question of that. The evidence, I think, coming out of the coroner's findings this morning clearly point to that.
The parents of the victims agreed that there was compelling evidence of the coroner's suggestion that pill testing should be introduced would work. Julie Tam's son Joshua was one of those who died.
Let's not waste this opportunity and all the time, efforts, and not to mention money spent to deliver this change of approach. It must be embraced. If not, then we are negligent. For the coming generations who need us to provide guidance and risk management for a time in their lives that they do not recognise the dangers of what has become a seemingly normalised rite of passage.
When the coroner's draft recommendations were leaked last month, the New South Wales Premier emphasised her opposition to pill testing, saying it gave users a false sense of security. She hasn't backed away from that view.
There are ways in which we can reduce harm to young people. Of course we'll consider those. We have a strong view that pill testing is not the way. In fact, Dan Andrews and I are together on this one. Both of us represent the largest states in the nation. We have the same view on this. But there are lots of ways in which we can, of course, improve safety, reduce risk of death or harm for young people. And there's certainly opportunities for us to look at that.
Her political rivals, like New South Wales opposition leader Jodie Mackay, disagree.
I support a limited medically supervised pill testing trial. That would be 1 to 3 festivals. I think that that is very important that we look at the evidence.
On behalf of the families, Julie Tam thanked the coroner and her team.
They have put in mammoth efforts to bravely try to review what took place for our children and seek out ways in which, with new approaches, we can ensure going forward that there won't be 6 more loving families grieving the loss of their loved ones in the coming festival season.
The New South Wales government says it will consider all 28 recommendations before deciding which to adopt. Alan Lee, SBS News.